VSIN Radio Now 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Cannot believe it is April 1st. Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Oh my gosh.
I love some Bone Thugs. Anytime I get a chance to play some Bone Thugs, I'm going to play some Bone Thugs.
I noticed. Anyway. And to sing really off pitch.
No, I apologize. I'm definitely not a Bone Thug. But it is April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day to you. Trust no one today. That is our advice for you today. Trust absolutely no one because you're going to get got, okay, today sometime.
You're going to get got.
You're going to get got. Rachel, do you plan on pranking anybody today on April 1st? Like your mom or your sister or anybody like that?
Oh, God. I feel like I put my parents through so much anyway that I should just lay off them. My little sister, maybe. That could be fun, but I don't know what I would say to her.
Yeah.
I don't usually do April Fool's jokes. I haven't done one in a long time. I haven't, maybe senior year of college I did one.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. It's time to get back in the April Fool's game, Rachel. Here's one idea. I know some women do this every single year, and that's the whole pregnancy April Fool's joke.
Oh, God,
where
I cannot.
You either get the ultrasound picture, or you get the stick and take a picture of it and send it to your man. That is not a funny April Fool's joke.
No, I could never do that. Oh, my God. I could not because April Fool's, I don't want to be responsible for giving some poor man a heart attack. You know what I mean? That's, at age 25. That's not okay.
That's exactly what happened.
Right.
Good morning. You got pranked this morning?
Okay. So this morning I woke up and it was a Tuesday morning. I wasn't ready to go or anything. I get ready and I look outside and my car is gone.
Oh, no.
So I'm freaking out and I live with my aunt. I said, did someone move my car? And she was like, no. And she asked my uncle, no. I was like, what the heck? I go outside, look everywhere, nowhere to be found.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, it's an April Fool's. And she just starts dying laughing. She's like, you were downstairs getting ready, and I moved your car around the block.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
No.
And you were probably panicking.
I almost started crying. I was like, good thing I did not start crying, because then I just look like an idiot, but still.
I'm sure there's somebody else listening right now that are like, you know, that freaking same damn thing happened to me this morning.
Probably.
So I'm sure you're not the only one. We appreciate the call. Have a good day, okay?
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. When did you pull an April Fool's prank on someone?
I was in Panama City Beach, and we were laying on the beach, and I was like, oh, it's April Fool's. Just chill it, call my mom. Well, my friends called my mom and told her that I was in the hospital because I got stung by a poisonous jellyfish, and she didn't answer the phone.
What?
So when she called back, she was bawling her eyes out. Is she okay? Is she okay?
Aww.
And they was like, she's fine. Would you like to talk to her? And I got on the phone. I was like, Mom. She's like, what happened? And I said, I was in the golf swimming, and I got stung by a jellyfish, and I had to take me to the ER. Oh, my God, do I need to come down there? I said, no, because it's just April Fool's joke. She's like,
I bet.
Oh, my God, I'd be so mad.
I might have said the same thing. I mean, look, first off, you're in Panama City, and parents don't trust any of their kids when you're on spring break.
No way.
Then you're saying you got stung by a damn jellyfish. I mean, come on now. If I was your mom, I would have believed it, too.
Yeah, PCBs where things go wrong, okay?
Yeah.
So that's absolutely believable. Hilarious.
Hey, thank you for the call. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now.